you think that basically every patient with stage 2 disease should talk to an oncologist?
I think so. That's something that we have discussed in the past. I had, you know, some of my colleagues in surgery that used to say, gee, if this is a patient with stage 2, this is a low risk, you really don't need to talk to the oncologist, you're fine and I'll follow you. And we have reached a decision that those patients with stage 2 should be referred to us, at least for a discussion. We certainly will have patients who opt not to do the treatment, and a lot of patients prefer to follow with their surgeons subsequent to that. But I think it's worthwhile to have this discussion, putting forward the pros and cons of doing adjuvant treatment and make a joint decision with the patient. We'll feel well-informed and more likely to be happy with subsequent outcomes. I think that the fact that for so many years we really did not have options in treatment of colon cancer led a lot of us who deal in this area to become a little bit nihilistic about treatment, not including myself in that. I have always tried to be aggressive, but I think that the time has come where we have treatment options. We have treatments that are more convenient, and we have treatments that are more aggressive, and we are seeing that there is a benefit. And in breast cancer, when we talked about an improvement in 1 or 2%, this is considered a significant step forward. Well, we have trial and analysis after analysis showing that you have at least that type of benefit for stage 2 patients, so why not at least discuss with them?